Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 31st of August 2017, and this is the 646th Moll Out Loud podcast. The day has rather got away from me. I'm standing in front of my window looking at the... Well, I'm looking at the sun. No, that's not true. I'm looking at the way the sun is reflecting on the houses in the city because it is about to go down. It's 5 o'clock and my cave starts at six. And I had this great plan to tidy my living room and have something to eat in preparation for tonight. But as it is, I haven't done any of those things. I've had a really good day planning, working on my plan for this next week's retreat. But it's taken me much, much longer than I expected to. And I haven't finished it yet, but I have nearly got there. So I'm going to take you around and maybe you can make my supper with me. So my squeaky door, it's a bit chilly in the house too. So perhaps maybe before I go into the kitchen, which is very chilly, I'll turn the heater on in the living room so that I don't freeze anybody who comes tonight. I'm very aware that I've really let the house down. And I have no idea what I'm going to have tonight. It was so great having that taco van just down the road last night, but it's only arrives on Wednesdays. So that's not an option. I think I've got an egg left. So perhaps an egg is what I can have. I've also got some very spicy soup, but I had it for lunch and I don't think I can manage two very spicy soups in one day. So I should just put some water in my pot. And there. That's a bit much. I'll put that on. So yeah, I've got about 50 minutes before people come. So I think this is going to be quite a short podcast. It's a real lesson to me, this planning. It's very, very useful, not just for this particular retreat that's happening next week, but giving me a sense of time, and it'll also give me a whole lot of priorities, or backup positions rather than priorities, for when I get stuck, in the future. I haven't really had these, and I've rather gone for distractions rather than backup things. Pieces of work that are a little easier than whatever it is that I'm working on, or just really different from the aspect that I'm working on at any one time, so that there's something to swap into. I know I have been working in tandem on my outline and scenes, and that has been working well for these last few weeks. So I guess this is a bit of an extension of that, and at some point the scene that I'm writing will be finished and then I won't have that as a fallback position. So having these other things is really, really good. And it is very interesting how many things there are that need to be done with a novel and how different they are, whether it's working out the next step or trying to work out the thing as a whole, or rewriting bits, or trying to work out more depth to character or plot. So some of it's thinking and thinking, really, and just mapping things, and other is concentrated writing. So all those things, and if you've been listening to these for any time, you'll know that often what I do to get through to the next stage is do drawings. So for me, that is the main route to go if I'm stuck. But I'm just trying to articulate all these things, and so that it is a really good thing to do. But tonight I'll be writing, working on the scene that I was working on this time last week. Well, not quite this time. Tuesday last week we had Cave. And so I shall be getting on with that. This is a short podcast. Apologies for leaving it so late. But being in the zone is a pretty good thing to be. So I'm very happy that I've been able to concentrate on this today quite a lot. I do hope that you've got something that you can get into the zone with, that you have a really good day engaging with whatever is most important to you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you on Saturday.